WABF, it is 8:20 and 67 degrees in downtown Fairhope. You're with Lori Dubose as we welcome Fairhope Volunteer Fire Department Chief Chris Ellis into the studio. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Lori.
We were just saying off air, you don't realize how fast time is flying until these monthly interviews come around. It felt like we were just doing this, doesn't it?
Yes, ma'am.
And we've done this the third Thursday of each month for several years now. Thank you so much for your time. It's important for folks to know, especially with newcomers coming in.
Glad to do it. Glad to do it.
Just how wonderful our volunteer fire department is and how much that y'all do. You've got the call stats for us for January?
I do. So in January, we had one grass fire, two structure fires, one vehicle fire, 25 EMS assists, 21 motor vehicle accidents, and 53 false or miscellaneous calls. Like we've talked about in the past, that's anything from fire alarms to, hey, you know, we were dispatched and then the alarm company cancels us or something like that.
Right, I smell smoke.
Yes, yeah. anything that doesn't fit in those other categories. We had 53 of those for 103 calls for the month.
And that's about average,
that's
right?
About average. I pulled the January 2022 calls just for comparison. We ran 101. So that's almost dead even.
Okay.
So we're holding steady. We're a busy department, but it's nothing we can't handle.
I encourage folks to like your Fairhope Volunteer Fire Department page. There's a great picture of your crew on the cover. How many members do you have? And tell us about y'all's training, because I know you'll do continuous training.
Currently, we have about 50 people on staff. Right now, they're split between four stations located around the city. And then training-wise, we train every other Tuesday, at least every other Tuesday. Quite often, we're doing extra trainings. We're about to start a Firefighter 2 class at the end of the month, and then a Firefighter 1 class shortly after that. We also have a couple of other courses going on that'll go on towards the middle part of the year. And then we're hosting a regional training on the March 25th and 26th. That'll bring about 100 firefighters from around, honestly, around the country down here to train at our training center.
Very impressive. It says on your Facebook page, some of the best instructors in the nation from six different states will be here to teach and train firefighters from multiple states. How did you come about hosting that? Is this something that rotates maybe around?
We actually have a connection to the Alabama Firefighters Training Foundation. One of our firefighters is a member of that group. So a few years ago, hey, you know, would you like to host just a short seminar? So we started with that, and it's grown into hands-on training whole weekend.
Very impressive. You've got firefighters coming from Harlem, New York, Atlanta, Georgia, the Bronx, New York, as Columbus, Ohio, and more that will be here to do 2 days of hands-on training. Interesting. Like we said last time, I wish it was something the public could watch, but I know that
one's going to be kind of tough for anybody to come down, because it's going to be a crowded event.
Right, right. Okay. So tell us, we always address this question too, because some folks always wonder, why do we have a volunteer fire department? Tell us how you're funded and staffed, and you feel that it's more than adequate.
So currently, we have four fire stations, and our members are split between those. If we get a call, the firefighters are alerted by everybody has either a radio, a pager. We have a app on our phone that alerts us to calls. So you respond to your assigned station, get on the appropriate equipment, and go to the call. We are looking at, we're in the initial stages of planning a station 5 to expand our coverage area.
Where would that be?
That's going to be out on 181, somewhere. Well, actually, it's going to be in that new subdivision, on the edge of that new subdivision across from the waters.
Okay.
We're supposed to have a plot of land there that'll cover that area, and
where all headed that out, growth is. That's
headed
good.
Headed out towards Silver Hill as well. But that's how we operate currently. And then we train at least every other Tuesday. We do have, like I said, we were talking about a moment ago. We just train and train and train and make sure that all our bases are covered, and any new things that come up we're aware of.
Let's talk about your funding. City of Fairhope.
Yes, ma'am. We're funded through the City of Fairhope. They're generous enough to give us a around $1 million each year that takes care of some equipment, takes care of our fuel, taking care of the buildings, most of the operational requirements that for like hose testing, ladder testing, things like that. They cover that. And we're also funded. Each fire department in Baldwin County gets a portion of the ad valorem tax. And then we also do fundraisers throughout the year. Our big one is our fund drive letter, and that should be coming out within the next couple of weeks. So everybody will be seeing a fund drive letter. That's the envelope's labeled Fairhope Volunteer Fire Department. It'll be labeled to the business owner or the homeowner, and then just a letter. It's a letter that we send out each year asking for donations,
right?
And we appreciate the public support with that. That's our big one. We're bringing back this year our barbecue cook-off fundraiser.
Good.
Currently it's September 2nd, that may get changed, but right, we're far enough out that shouldn't be too much of a problem. But that's the date that we're looking at this time. It got shut down, obviously, because of COVID several years ago.
But what a great event. You had two of them before COVID, is that right?
We actually were at
three?
Four, I think.
Oh, goodness. Okay.
We've been there doing it for a few years.
Very well attended, very
yes,
fun.
Yes, and it's a very fun event. So once we get things figured out, please buy tickets or support us by putting in a team. That's how we're funded. Can we handle it? Absolutely. We're running somewhere between 1,200 and 1,300 calls a year with no problem.
Is there a rating or a ranking or a response time average or any other stats?
So we are ISO is what your insurance, your homeowner's insurance and business owner's insurance is based off of. We are currently a 4. We're working towards a 3. A 4 is in the top 10% of the nation.
Oh, good.
So,
okay.
And we've maintained that average or that level for the last, well, at least since 1985. So the last, what's almost
very good. Okay.
But we are working towards a 3. That's just a goal of ours. That'll help business owners more than it would help homeowners, but that's definitely something that's something we can work on and assist the community with.
We'll always have a goal, but
that's
you
right.
said a 4 is still at the top 10 in the nation.
It is.
Okay.
It is.
That sounds good. Well, Chris, is there anything else you would like to tell us about the Fairhope Volunteer Fire Department? What about the Youth Explorers? Do you still have that group?
We do. We currently have about 8. We have room for 15.
Tell us about them.
So they're a group of high school age kids that are learning about the fire service and not just learning about the fire service, but learning about teamwork and responsibility and those kind of things. It's a Learning for Life program, through the Boy Scouts of America. And anybody from that's through the eighth grade and 14 years old can, and that goes to school in the Fairhope area, or in the Fairhope school district, is eligible to join. And if you're interested in that, you can give me a call at 251-233-5181.
233-5181.
And we can get you more information on that.
Very good. And I know at least one or two young men who did that program and are still volunteer firefighters to this day after their graduation.
We've had a great success with it. We've had at least 100 kids go through, and right now, just off the top of my head, we've got about 10 or 12 that are on the department still.
And they could have moved on elsewhere and be on a department.
They also do that as well.
That's good.
Just one other quick thing. We're still under the the burn ban hasn't started yet. That starts May 1st. So if you are wanting to burn green waste, leaves, and limbs, please give us a call at the number I mentioned earlier, the 233-5181 number, to get a burn permit. That just lets us know who's burning. So if we get a call on it, we can say that's legal or
right,
not.
Right. And maybe not on a day like today. It's a blustery
day. No, not
today.
Not today, but other day, other days, just let us know so we can keep track. And if a neighbor or someone decides to call and say, hey, my neighbor's burning, we can say, no, that's legal. And you won't get a visit from a fire truck.
Okay. I don't know. We might like a visit from a fire truck. Especially the kids on the street.
That's right.
Do you still do that? Boy Scouts or field trips? It's such a fascinating thing for young kids.
Yes, ma'am. We actually do. Whenever they call, we'll set up a field trip for them to come through the station.
That's nice. All right. Thank you so much, Fairhope Volunteer Fire Department Chief Chris Ellis.
Thank you, Lori.
Thank you. If you missed part of this interview or you want to tell a friend, you can listen to it later. It will be posted at WABF1480.com.